Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our National Business Solutions training call. This morning is Monday, March 23rd, 2020. Thank you for taking some time to join us here this Monday morning. We are super excited. We've got an incredible training lined up for you this morning by Mr. Adam Thompson. He's joining us here live, and we're so excited to be able to hear from him. We've also got Mr. Mike Scott joining us here as well to share some current events with you that are 100% relevant to our current situation. And speaking of that, I want to start the call this morning just by wishing you all the peace and safety and health in the world. We are praying for you and certainly understand that the situation that we're in is unprecedented. I hope that you had a chance last week to listen to some of the information that the company presented. We had an advanced training on Wednesday evening where we had Mr. Marty Galano and Abby Parker and Rachel Rotten. They all shared how they've been doing a lot of virtual presentations. We kind of put that together at the last minute, and the three of them were kind enough to get on and share, and it was just an exceptional training. I know many of you were on there live. I'll tell you how to access the recording of that here in just a second, but an incredible training, and that's kind of where we're at right now. Last week was a crazy week. I mean, I know a lot of people personally were having to make changes and adjustments to their daily life. You know, we have five kids that were in school that are now basically homeschooled, and there are a lot of things. A lot of people had to transition and pivot and start working from home. And so last week was kind of a crazy week. We might see a little bit of that, over the next couple of days as well. But one thing that I said, we had a Zoom meeting for the entire company on Thursday. And I don't know if many of you listened to that as well. One thing that I mentioned on that Zoom meeting was that as this progresses over the next few weeks, one thing that we're going to see is life is going to slow down for a lot of people. And, certainly personally, I mean, you think about, all the time that we've spent running kids to practices and rehearsals and just, getting caught up in day-to-day life, a lot of that has halted for the time being. In a business or from a business standpoint, think about all the people that are not traveling right now, all the people that are not in near as many meetings as they would have been. And life is just going to slow down. And so, this is a business solutions support call. From a business standpoint, the next few weeks are going to be a great time to be prospecting new companies. And I know it might not seem like that right now because the last week has been crazy. And frankly, if you try to call a new company last week, it probably wasn't the time just yet, right? You've got to give a few days for people to adjust, but I certainly believe that this week, especially towards the middle and end of this week, will be a great time to start prospecting and to ramp up those prospecting efforts more than ever before. We had a leadership call last week. I guess it was Thursday. Yeah, it was Thursday. It was the same day that we did the nationwide call. That was Thursday evening. So this was earlier in the day on Thursday, and it was Mr. Jeff Bell, Mr. Don Thompson, Ted Vitalo. It was all the Platinum World Council members. It was all the network VPs, all the BVPs, Benjamin Franklin Society. It was about 60 or 70 people that were on this leadership call. But we were talking about that very thing. And Jeff Bell jumped on there, the CEO of Legal Shield. He jumped on and said, think about all the companies that you can put in your pipeline right now. Now, some of those companies will be ready to enroll sooner rather than later. They're going to see the value of Legal Shield. They're going to see the value of ID Shield for their employees, and those enrollments will probably take place virtually. You'll do those via Zoom or over a webinar, which is fine. That's totally fine. But he said there are going to be some of those that won't be ready to enroll until the fall. And by that time, we don't know exactly when the shelter-in-place orders are going to end and when life will return to some sense of normality, right? But at some point it will, And when that happens, and I can envision that, you know, by the fall months that will probably happen, how many companies will you have in your pipeline from prospecting that you do now? And how many of those companies, when they do their open enrollment meetings this fall, are going to invite you in because you prospected them during this time and were able to catch people? There are decision makers that you're going to be able to reach that 2 weeks ago you would not have been able to reach. They were just too busy. But over the next few weeks, life is going to slow down, and you'll be able to reach some of those people. So, it's a great time to be prospecting over the next few weeks. Again, I know this past week, it did not feel that way at all because it was hectic and busy and people were adjusting. But it's going to slow down, and things are going to kind of come back to ground zero over the next few weeks, and it will be a great time to prospect. It will be a great time to fill your pipeline. I hope that we're bringing every bit of urgency that we can to both new groups that we're prospecting, but also to our existing groups. We've got a lot of existing companies out there that need to be hearing from us over these next few weeks as well. And those are companies that we can easily set up a virtual presentation with. Don't wait for them to reach out to you. You reach out to them. You know, I mentioned that on the webinar Wednesday, but if you've got an enrollment scheduled, you know, some of us scheduled enrollments for the end of this month or even into April and perhaps even into May. Don't wait for them to contact you and say, hey, we're going to need to, you know, postpone that enrollment because obviously our people can't come in. You reach out to them and say, I know that with this current global situation, it would be difficult to get people together. However, we are positioned to be able to do that virtually. Would you be open to doing a Zoom meeting for your employees? We'll set it all up. We'll do everything. We just would need your help in alerting them and informing them that we're going to do that via Zoom. And if you and I can be proactive in that way, then I believe that it'll be a great time to write business. Again, we have to carry the urgency in every call that we make, in every email that we write. And it's a lot harder to create urgency via an email than versus someone hearing your actual voice, but you gotta feel that, and you've gotta convey this urgency that people need this coverage. People are going to go through identity theft over the next few weeks like never before. This is Christmas for an identity thief, because when things happen like this, crises occur, people are vulnerable. And they're more willing to give out their information. So you better believe that criminals are ramping up their efforts. They have been over the last few weeks, and they are certainly ramping their efforts up this week as well, and that will continue to happen throughout this global pandemic. You've got people that are going to be dealing with legal situations left and right. You know, this last week has been full of companies, you know, doing the right thing and offering maybe an extended payment period for, you know, a payment that needs to happen. And I've just seen a lot of stories of companies that have been taking the high road, and it's fantastic. I mean, that speaks a lot to our nation and to our culture and to our society. However, I've been around long enough to know, and so have you, we've been around long enough to know that that's not going to be the case with every company. And there are going to be companies who are tightening up their restrictions over the next few weeks, warranty companies that aren't going to want to pay on a warranty issue. There are going to be debt collectors that are ramping up their efforts. Companies are not going to be forgiving, and not just forgiving if someone misses a payment, but there are companies that will not take the high road because they're looking to basically pinch every penny that they possibly can. And so when that happens, and this happened back in 2008, this is not a new thing, but when that happens, the need for legal services automatically increases. People are dealing with more situations, and they will be dealing with more situations where if they had an attorney on their side, it would really help them. It would be a huge aid. And that's what we provide. So again, I hope that we're carrying that urgency into every conversation. If there's an appointment that a decision maker should not put off right now, it's an appointment with you. It's to learn about these services that can be absolutely life-changing for their employees. So I hope that you feel that. I hope that we can effectively communicate and convey that to the people that we're talking to. Again, and Marty Guano talked about this on Wednesday's webinar, but I would absolutely recommend that you go contact every decision maker that you've got, every company that you have, and again, maybe wait till middle or end of this week. Give them some time to kind of settle in and make some transitions. But I absolutely recommend that you contact them. Let them know that we're here for them, that you're here for them, that you want to help them, and that the need for these services has never been higher, and that you stand ready, as well as our law firms, as well as our licensed investigators, that we stand ready as a company to help them and to assist their employees with the different situations that they are inevitably going to find themselves in during this time. So let's take that to heart. Let's take that message out to the marketplace. And again, to supplement that and to support that, Mr. Mike Scott has been doing a great job every week of providing relevant content in our current event section. He's done that again this week. And Mike, we really appreciate your leadership taking the reins and doing this every week for our team. I'm looking forward to hearing about the articles that you've got to present today. And with that, we'll turn the call over to you.
Great. Thanks, Mike. I do appreciate it. Hopefully you're able to hear me fine. I had a little bit of trouble. I had to dial back in. You hear me okay, Mike?
Yep, we got you loud and clear. Go ahead.
All right, very good. All right, thank you. I've got three different articles and also a couple of thoughts here this morning. First of all, the tax filing deadline has been extended now to July 15th. And this has just given fraudsters additional time to go out, steal identities, file false income tax returns, and just make a mess of things. Hopefully this was going to be over, middle of next month, but now it's not. So I want you to have that in your thoughts as you move forward. There is an article that I highlighted earlier out on the website about tax fraud. You might want to go back to that. Again, another sense of urgency, as Mike has talked about. I've done a little bit of a pivot myself in that I've gone out and, we're not sure if we're going to be heading into a recession or not, or we'll have a little bit of a pop back. Doesn't really matter. I've gone out and I've researched companies that are resistant to those kind of economic downturns. And I've made a list of those, and I've been working on those. And one of those, of course, is the trucking industry. And so this article that I'm going to talk about next is really for those that have the CDLP certification. And, the truckers are really, really critical right now. And can you imagine what this toilet paper shortage would be like if we didn't have the truckers? So, I make fun here, but really the truckers right now in this economy would be much, much more depressed than what it already is if we didn't have them. So this one here talks about truck accident case verdicts are rising. So what's happening is that when an accident happens, typically they try to plead these things out early. And what we're finding is that the prosecutors or the plaintiffs in these things aren't pleading these out early. They want them to go to trial because the verdicts are so, so high in these things. And, this is really essential to make sure that our truckers are covered because, from a personal standpoint, they can get brought in as part of the lawsuit, and additionally they can have civil charges brought against them later on. So this is pretty important. Also, kind of pivoting here, last year's total data breach number, I calculated that as to an average per day. And just so that you've got this in the back of your mind, there was probably about 4 data breaches that we averaged per day last year. And that trend is just going up. I haven't had any recent numbers to see what we're looking like this year, but you've got to believe based on the 10 years prior that number is going to go up. So keep that in mind when you go in and talk with folks. T-Mobile had a huge breach. The article is titled T-Mobile's Data Breach Exposes Customers' Data and Financial Information. And they actually have had three data breaches within the last 2 years. And they've got over 86 million customers. So they're really, they're picking on these guys. They're getting financial information. To some extent, they're getting Social Security numbers. So we want to make sure that we're really out there taking a look at that and making sure that we've got that covered. There's another article that I've put out here, and actually it's a press release from Legal Shield. And this highlights all the different things that Legal Shield helps in this time of crisis. So they're talking a lot about small businesses. You know, even those right now that are shut down are still good prime targets for us. Shouldn't say targets, prospects for us. Because when you take a look at if they're able to open back up, if they're not, there's bankruptcy, there's, you know, a whole lot of other avenues, restructuring. But as they do open up, we're liable to find that there's new regulations out there relative to how much they can work or what they can do as this crisis continues to evolve. So that's real important for us. Wills are real important right now. You know, you hate to bring that up, but that's just a matter of fact. So, you know, our current clients, current members that we have, we may want to try to touch them through their employers to get some type of email out to them to let them know that, you know, there's a number of legal services that we can help them with if they need to file for unemployment and are getting rejected or those kind of things. That all can go back to our law firms to have them help. So last thing I've got is Legal Shield came out just as this crisis was unfolding with an article, or actually a press release, Navigating the Common Legal Challenges of the Six Life Stages. And this first one is for getting married. Talks about prenups and those kind of things. That's going to be out there. This is going to be an evolving series that they have. So, all right, I've taken up enough of your time. I appreciate that very much. Mike, back to you.
Absolutely. Mike, thank you for, as always, putting that together. Again, folks, you can find all that information on successteamworld.com. When you go and log in, we've got a current event section right there. Let me just draw your attention to one other document. And again, Mike, thank you so much for your hard work and putting all of that together. And again, it's our job right now, folks, to be relevant, to be talking about situations that are real, that are happening. To that end, we're adding another document to the B2B documents up on successteamworld.com. So the easiest way to get there is if you look at the icons at the top of the page, the fourth one in is the team docs. If you click on that and then click on B2B documents, the company Legal Shield put out last week, at the beginning of last week, they had asked their law firms to kind of keep track of questions that came in related to the coronavirus. And so they got feedback from some of their law firms at the end of last week. This will continue to be updated, and we'll update it on the site as well. But we wanted to put that document up, and it should be up. It's not up right now, but it should be up in the next few minutes here. This document that is directly from our provider law firms, and it's just questions and issues that people have dealt with that they've been able to help with dealing with the coronavirus. And so that's something that you can take a look at. And again, it's all about educating ourselves on what kind of issues people are having. The more that we can speak to some of these issues specifically, the more relevant these conversations are going to become. And so, you know, just the same as we've always done, I don't think that that's a new principle at all, but some of the issues may be new. And so that's why we want to provide content like this. Again, that'll be on the B2B docs. It's called Coronavirus Legal Questions, and we'll continue to update that, but you can see some of the questions that people are asking about. Now, my recommendation would be, as you read through those, not that. I mean, this would not necessarily be a document that you could share or that you would want to share with a decision maker. This is more just for our information. And the reason is because some of these questions are work-related. Well, if it's in a group, if the member is a part of a group that has the amendment, they would not be able to ask these work-related questions. The amendment prohibits that. So we need to be sensitive there. We need to be careful. But you can read through here, and many of these questions have nothing to do with their work. They're just other legal situations that people are dealing with. And these are not what-ifs. These are not hypothetical situations. These are real-life situations that people called about last week related to coronavirus. So, again, very relevant. And just as part of the commitment of Legal Shield to provide the right training, to provide the relevant information that we can use in our marketing. I mentioned that I would share with you where you can go find recorded webinars. So one thing that we started doing last fall was, as a company, we've done this as a team for a long time, but as a company, we started hosting some of these advanced training webinars. And we've been really fortunate. We've had many of these posted, I think all of them actually, posted on our website. You can go under the Business Solutions, and you can click on Webinar Trainings, and you can see a ton of these webinar trainings, including the one that we just did this past Wednesday, Conducting Virtual Presentations Successfully. Those are also now on LS Engage. I just wanted to give you a heads up. Under the Learner tab, you'll see those on LS Engage as well. But again, it's part of our commitment as a team is to make those available as quickly as possible. So we've always done that. We've always got those up, and they're in our back office under those. That webinar training is the link. Webinar training is the link that you can find them there. And now you can also find them on LS Engage. So the company's caught up in what we've been able to provide. Well, folks, I am so excited for our keynote speaker this morning. And as we looked at the schedule, I just thought it was exceptionally fortuitous that we have a chance to hear from Mr. Adam Thompson during this time. I thought about it last week and thought, there's really no one that carries a demeanor of calm and reassurance like Adam Thompson does. Of course, he's a $200,000 ring earner. He's one of our top producers and top leaders and top trainers. So I know that many of you are familiar with Adam, and we are certainly grateful for his leadership. He's also a man of faith. He's a man of conviction and of confidence. He and his wife, Alicia, are incredible and exceptional examples of living what they talk about. They're not people that just, talk a good talk, but they are walking the walk every day. And so for all of those reasons and many more, we are ecstatic to have Mr. Adam Thompson on the line with us here this morning. Adam, thank you so much for joining us here and for preparing some thoughts for us. We absolutely appreciate you and all that you do. And we'll go ahead and turn the call over to you, my friend.
Mike, thank you so much. I'm taking this call off my speakerphone on the cell phone this morning here in beautiful Kentucky. We are about 10 hours away from being all but shut down. So this won't be my longest call, but it'll be a call that I have prayed over. And it'll be important to someone. And I'm holding the phone on my ear so I can be as clear as possible. And I'm going to start now. In ancient times, a king had a boulder placed on a roadway. He hid himself and watched to see if anyone would move the boulder out of the way. Some of the king's wealthiest merchants and couriers came by and walked around it. Many people loudly blamed the king for not keeping the roads clear. He never rolled the stone out of the way. A peasant one day came along and carrying a load of vegetables, approached the boulder, laid his vegetables down, put his burden down, and tried to push the stone out of the way so that he could help himself and others as they came after him. After much, much, much pushing and straining, he finally succeeded. When he went to pick up his vegetables, he noticed a small bag laying on the road where the boulder had been. It contained many gold coins and a note from the king explaining that the gold was for the one person who would remove the boulder from the roadway. The moral there is simply every obstacle we come across. You call it whatever you want to, but everyone on this planet is thinking about one or two little words this morning in some way, shape, or form. So any and every obstacle we come across gives us an opportunity to improve our circumstances. The lazy complain, and others create opportunities through kind hearts, generosity, and a willingness to get things done. This morning I'll talk to you about something that I've been researching in this last week. I think a long time ago they were just called preppers or doomsday preppers or end of the world kind of people, stuff like that, right? And I've noticed a lot of those folks are using tents, kind of makeshift little hang from a tree, spend one night in a tent kind of tent. And I thought about a tent versus a home. Alicia and I have been blessed to find our dream home. We're standing in it right now in our kitchen looking out over the acreage in a nice, safe place. And we've got the room to walk around with so many millions of us. I think there's 80 million Americans right now that are locked down. So one out of four of us don't have the luxury. But we found this place because of the home it was built on. And I thought about, what does it take to build a home? For starters, you know, when you have a nice, solid structure of a home, you're going to definitely spend some money and some time. You're going to invest some resources. You're going to put out, as we say down here in the country. And you're going to dig, and you're going to lay that foundation. You're going to buy the best, or you're going to get the best material that you can. And you're going to frame it the way you want it to last. So the difference in doing something for one day, one night, versus doing something long-term. And for me personally, the long-term framing came from a concept that I was taught with this wonderful company, this Legal Shield company, that some of us know that in these trying times, residual renewal income has been a lifesaver when so many millions of us can't get out to go to work, if you will, right? So I learned personal development from Legal Shield, and I thank God for it. I thank Mr. Mark and Mike Riches for it every single day, Mr. Jim Tanner, every single day. Thanks, guys. And so personal development is that framework that I used, that worked for me. We're going to talk a little bit about that on this call this morning. You're going to hear me make references to things like the Bible and a book called Think and Grow Rich, a book called Outwitting the Devil. We're going to talk about men like Jim Rohn and ladies like Carrie Savelle Foy, Mr. Earl Nightingale, Mr. David Goggins. Today's the first time I'll be talking about him. It's a person that shares my birthday and maybe some other attributes, but it's a guy who has me beat by a little. That's a gentleman who, David Goggins, weighed nearly 300 pounds, came home at night to turn on the TV as a single man. He was the exterminator. He was the bug guy. He wasn't succeeding in the parlance of our times. And he got so disgusted with himself that he went from around 300 pounds to 190 pounds, entered the Navy SEAL school program, became a motivational speaker, ultramarathoner, distance runner, and a world record holder, wait for it, in the most pull-ups a person can do in 24 hours. This is a gentleman that tried it multiple times and kept going and kept going. So he punished himself over and over and over and over and over, and finally took 17 hours to do 4,030 pull-ups. I was shocked within the shock. Like, he didn't use the 24 hours. He did over 4,000 pull-ups in 24 hours. This is a person who knows about perseverance. And his phrase is, he calls it embracing the S-U-C-K-S, like Sierra, the embracing the suck, right? That's his thing, is when times are hard, you got to buckle in, you got to hold on, you got to put out, right? David Goggins is his name. We're going to talk about terms like inspiration and overcoming unbelievable odds. And sometimes we have to realize that the hard stuff, what we're dealing with right now, we're about to deal with, or if we're locked down, if we're in California, Illinois, New York, so on and so forth, the hard stuff is what makes us and shapes us, right? A man found a cocoon of a butterfly. One day a small opening appeared. He sat and watched the butterfly for several hours. It struggled to force its way through the tiny little hole until it suddenly stopped making any progress. It looked like it was stuck. So the man decided to help the butterfly. He took a pair of scissors and snipped off the remaining bit of the cocoon. The butterfly then emerged easily, although it had a swollen body and small, shriveled wings. The man didn't think anything of it. He sat there and waited for the wings to enlarge to support the butterfly, but it never happened. The butterfly spent the rest of its life unable to fly. I'm going to say that again. The butterfly spent the rest of its life unable to fly, crawling around with tiny little wings and a swollen body. Despite the kind heart of the man, listen close, the man was kind-hearted. He didn't know he was doing anything wrong. Despite the kind heart of the man, he didn't understand that restricting cocoon provided the struggle needed by the butterfly to get through the small opening. Those were God's ways of forcing fluid from the body of the butterfly into its wings to prepare itself for flying once it was out of the cocoon. So the moral there is simply our struggles in life, and it's not all about COVID-19, y'all. Our struggles in life were there before this, and they're going to be here after this, but our struggles in life develop our strengths. Without the struggles, we never grow, we never get stronger. It's important for us to tackle these challenges on our own, to not always and not exclusively rely on help from others. Years from now, when your grandchildren, whether it's a month from now, 3 months, a year, 20 years, when your grandchildren say, "Grandma, Grandpa, how did you respond? What did you do back when that all happened?" When we get through this, and we will get through this, they're going to ask you, how did you respond? What did you do? In the country, they're going to call you Memo and Pepa, right? They're going to say, Pepa, what did you do? What was it like, but what did you do? And what you're deciding on right now, what you do today when your kids are at home at school, what you do today when you call your decision makers, what you do today when you go out and get that supply that you need before they may or may not shut your state down. What did you do? This is the moment, right? This is what we're talking about. Napoleon Hill wrote two amazing books, but he wrote one called Think and Grow Rich. And it says, don't wait. The time will never be just right. Start where you are. Start today. Some of you, this may be your very first call. Some of my friends on this call might be saying, oh, here he goes again. Talking about blah, blah, blah. Well, you're right. I am talking about that again. The time will never be just right. You start where you stand and work whatever tools you have at your command. Better tools will be found as you go along. He also said that every adversity, your group rescheduled, you have the coronavirus, you're sick, you know someone who's already passed away from this, you're out of money already. Yeah, every adversity, every failure, every heartache carries with it the seed. And seeds are so important right now, am I wrong? Carries with it the seed of an equal or greater benefit. My favorite book in the world has a lot of chapters, the same author but a lot of different writers. I learned that yesterday when I did my church on my couch. One of those writers was a guy named David. He wrote a book called Psalm. And in the 56th chapter in the 3rd verse, it says, whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. But I think there's a hidden something there. Alicia and I are reading a book right now called Think Like a Billionaire, Become a Billionaire with a B. And there was a story about a kid in a backpack. So I'm personally relying on God for all of this, right? But I know now not to sit on my hands and twiddle my thumbs under my legs, right, and keep them warm and all that. The story goes like this, that the little boy comes home and says, Dad, I need help with my homework. And the father, listen close, the father loves the son. The father loves his kid. We are all God's kids, right? So the father loves and wants to help. But just like the butterfly in the cocoon, what if the little boy said, okay, Dad, pages 6 and 7, problems 16 through 28, go ahead and finish it up and put it in my backpack when you're done. I'm going to go outside and play. See, that's not how we're doing this. We have to give God an opportunity to show out. We have to give him a chance to bless us tenfold, twentyfold, a hundredfold. We literally, at this point in Kentucky, where I live today, we literally have to plant seeds, right? Don't get me, that's another call, all right? Don't get me started on that, because what if there is no grocery to come pick up in a month or a week or a year? We're planting seeds literally. We're planting them figuratively, and we're certainly planting them in our business. We have to plant the seeds. We have to work with God. I did some research for this call, and in 2018, the most read and shared verse in the entire Bible was in Isaiah 41:10. It says, do not fear, I am with you. It's amazing looking back on all this personal development after all these years for me specifically, because it's, you know, I'm asking myself, how does this apply today with the coronavirus update? How does this apply today with so and so many thousands dead and so on and so forth? Do not fear, for I am with you. Don't be shocked, right? We are, whether it's left, right, blue, or red, we're all hearing a lot of shocking stuff on the news, yes? Don't be shocked, God says. Don't be shocked. I am your God. Simply put, he's in charge. He's the boss. He knows what he's doing. He's got this. My birthday is February 17th. When I started 25 years ago memorizing Bible verses, one of the easiest ones for me was 2:17. 2 Timothy 1:7. God did not give us the spirit of fear. He gave us power and love and self-discipline. And depending on the version of the Bible that you're reading, that's, you know, that's my version. Power, love, and self-discipline. He gave us power. All right, guys, we still have a choice. Some of us are on lockdown. Some of us are scared we're about to be. Some of us are sick, right? But we still have power. We still have choice. We can still take action. Power, love, and self-discipline. As far as loving, we can help people still. We may not be able to write checks to a local church. We may not be able to tithe online, but we can call our moms and say, Mom, how you doing? We can call our moms who are in that category of people that aren't supposed to be out at all and say, Mom, do you need any milk? They've got milk here at the store still. Can I drop it off on your porch? We can love our neighbor. We can love our family. God forbid they shut the Netflix down. We have to play Monopoly. We have to read a book together. Or we have to tell stories like they did in the old days. I'm so blessed and thankful to have roots in a country. And in the country, right? I've got roots in a nation that overcomes and has done so for hundreds of years. Yeah, we got our problems, but we have kicked butt left and right, and I'm so proud to be an American. I'm so proud to be where we are in this country, in my local rural area, because we've been preparing for lack, not with a lack mindset, but preparing for the worst and hoping and praying for the best for a long time. Right, I'm so proud to be in a place where I can help my neighbor. And as far as self-discipline goes, we've heard it left and right from Dr. I think it's Fauci, if I'm saying that right, and everyone on the news as of late. We've got to start to develop routines. Praise God that as Legal Shield Associates, we have been versed and steeped in working from home. We have an upper hand like you can't even fathom, right, compared to the rest of the folks in the world. We know what it's like to fight distractions. You've heard me say it many times. I can fill my day from working from home and do zero income-producing activity. I can write songs on my guitar. I can polish the silver. I can do whatever, right? I can clean. I can trim the dog's nails. I can do all this stuff. But we've had to train ourselves to deny ourselves and to die to self, as Paul said, to focus on the things we're supposed to focus on while we're working from home. So we've got the upper hand there, all right? So that's something we definitely have in our favor. Lastly, on this note, David, again, from the book of Psalms, chapter 132:15, I will bless with abundant provision. God says, I'll bless you with abundant provisions, and I will satisfy you with food. You can take that as it will, as you will. But it's for me and my house, we're going to be okay, all right? Next, I want you to follow along with me. We're back to Napoleon Hill, but this time, this one blew my mind about a year or two ago when we discovered this. So he wrote this amazing book, Think and Grow Rich, but he also wrote another book, The Rich Dad, Poor Dad, with Robert Kiyosaki. If you look in the byline, there's a second author. Her name is Sharon Lecter. And Sharon Lecter was third time's a charm. So many, many, many years ago, Napoleon Hill claimed to have had an interview with the devil himself. And that's a whole other call on a whole other day. And when you get bored and the internet is still on, Google that and your mind will be blown for sure. But he claimed to have had an interview with Satan himself. And the only thing was he would publish and write this book and would say what Satan wanted him to say as long as Satan had to tell the truth. So Napoleon Hill, the interviewer, could ask any questions, but Satan had to tell the truth. That was the deal. That was the caveat. That's what the book is based on. It's called Outwitting the Devil. And Napoleon Hill's wife, once he finished this manuscript, she said, are you crazy? She said, they'll run us out of here on a rail. They'll think we're doing witchcraft and all this other stuff. Don't you dare publish that book. Promise me you won't ever publish that book. I think as it went, he passed away, and then she kept the book, and someone else found it, and then that person was about to publish it, and that person's wife said, you better not ever publish that book. They'll run us out of here on a rail. They'll think we're practicing witchcraft. Make sure you never publish that book. And all the way, and this was like 70 or 80 years, it was hidden away just because of the content and the context, I guess. Sharon Lecter, around 2011, 2013, finds this book. The lady who was additionally responsible or kind of co-wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, she published it. Sharon Lecter. So check it out, Outwitting the Devil, and a couple of points there, because at this time we're looking for freedom, right? We're about to be talk about the lockdown, talk about how our lives are changed, talk about how we feel different with our kids in the house and all that kind of stuff, and the world and the news. We're looking for freedom, and there's a way. There's a few points from that book that I want to express to find that freedom. Outwitting the Devil says, choose a big goal and pursue it relentlessly. Master yourself. Control environmental influence. Believes and I call that compartmentalizing. Today you have to make a decision, and every day from here on out, you can just kind of open yourself up to Google and all your friends and family and all the Facebooks and all that stuff and just soak it in and just listen to coronavirus stuff all day and listen to COVID-19 and look up weird facts and blah, blah, blah. Trust me, I've done it. I've been there. But we must compartmentalize this. You have to decide. And you get to pick that time, but you have to say, hey, I'm only going to do this 1 hour today. I'm only going to do this 10 minutes today. I'm only going to do it 19 hours today. But whenever that time that you get to decide, you're the boss of you, whenever that time is over, you must stop. You've got to get back to your spouse. You've got to get to your kids, and you must get to your pets and your chores and your animals and your work. This is a work call. This is your Monday morning conference call, right? I know it's special. It's a little different. But you have to be in charge of you. You have to control your environmental influence. And right now, call it what you want, but the other world, right? The other self, the other part of you that, how do I say this? Out there, call it Big Brother, call it whatever. They want you to do nothing but coronavirus stuff all day long and to be afraid, very afraid, and to get you kind of under their thumb. You get to decide how long they get to do that. So control your environmental influence. The next thing is time. All right, we talked about be a right now person. Start where you stand, right? Whatever tools you have, we talked about that. Don't wait forever, right? I'm all about measuring twice and cutting once. Caution is important. You've got to exercise caution. But when it's time, Mark Rich has taught me this from day one, when it's time to go, nature loves and success loves speed. The universe loves speed. So, you know, take off like a rocket on that launching pad. Measure twice, yes, but when it's time to cut, you cut and you go. And we're in a time right now where we're going to have to act fast on some certain things. Lastly, it's harmony. One of my favorite poems in the world is Desiderata, written in 1923. It says, as far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. So harmony is really important. Next, I'm going to move on to Terry Savelle Foy. I don't have time to get through all of her stuff. She's phenomenal. She wrote a book called Declutter Your Way to Success, and her she's the biggest, I think the world's biggest proponent of, or the biggest fan of vision boards, right? See it in your mind, hold it in your hand. I think last month or recently one of our books of the month was As a Man Thinketh, James Allen. I had no idea until I was reading that recently that James Allen was as far back as he was. I feel like he was born in the late 1800s. I didn't grasp that. And it was a delight. I love the fact, I think someone mentioned this recently on one of our calls, that a lot of our books lately, Books of the Month books, and thank you, Mr. Riches and others, have been the old school stuff. I don't believe in coincidence anymore. I choose to believe in God. And how ironic that our books of the month were written, I think all of them were written before things like television and certainly, you know, internet. Some of them even before electricity, right? So books of the month, As a Man Thinketh, big time and about the big time influence on the vision board, not so much the vision board, but just thinking about what you want to achieve. In the Bible, it says to write your vision and make it plain, right? In my personal development journey, that has been a juggernaut. It's been an unstoppable force in getting what I'm trying to achieve for me and my family. The next thing I want to touch, and I'm wrapping up here, but the next thing I want to touch on, it talks about Proverbs 13:12 talks about hope. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. So remember, guys, when you're taking your time, I know you're going to be at home, you're going to be inside a lot. When you're taking your time, set apart a 10-minute or a 10-hour, whatever you need for you. Mark Rich has said when we talk about our affirmations, sometimes we need them like a prescription. Sometimes we need them more than once a day. So what I'm talking about now is dreaming. Make sure you hope and make sure you dream. Make sure you see yourself on the other side of this crisis. Make sure you see yourself on the other side of this war. Make sure you see yourself standing tall, victory, right? Rosie the Riveter, a knight in shining armor, whatever image you need. My amazing wife taught me something years ago, and I've been using it, and it's made all the difference. That has made all the putting on the full armor of God. Google it. I don't remember exactly where it is in the Bible. It's something new that I've learned, but I know in my own terms what it means. It means putting on a helmet of salvation. It means putting on a breastplate of righteousness. It means putting on a belt of truth. It means putting on shoes or boots, shoes of peace, and holding a shield of faith and attacking and defending your family and your property and your beliefs, defending it with a sword of truth, which is, a sword, which is the word, right? Being the word. And I say that to say this, you've got to see yourself as a warrior right now. Male or female, guy or gal, mom or dad, You've got to see yourself as the defender and as the victor. You've got to see yourself victorious on the other side of this. One way that we're going to do that is by dreaming and hoping and having a vision of you winning and being having that smile when this is all over, overcoming obstacles. I picked up an article that said external obstacles, internal obstacles, and habitual obstacles. The external, the ones we're going to overcome, those are the ones outside of your control, such as the economy, natural disasters, physical limitations, and political climate, right? That hits home like we can't even believe right now. The internal obstacles we're going to overcome, generally one-time issues. You have direct control over them, things like debt, cash flow, time, skills, talents. You can work on those things. Habits. My goodness, now is the time to work on our habits when we've got seemingly more time at home than ever. Habitual obstacles reflect people getting in their own way. They can only be removed by changing behavior, right? Embrace your self-awareness. Use time to your advantage. Engage in your creativity. Again, how will you answer those questions that your grandchildren ask you in 20 years? Grandpa, how did you do it? What did you do? What was it like? How did you overcome? Grandma, what were the steps you took? What were the things that you did to get through that? You're setting the stage right now for generations to come. You're building your legacy starting today. Everything's different as of today. We all just went through the craziest last 10, 12, 14, 15 days. A few days before this went down, Mark Riches and some folks around where he lived went through some terrible, unbelievable tornadoes. So Mark was ramping up, and I've seen on Facebook and other places where he's been helping for weeks now, and it's as if it never stopped. And we went right into what happened last week and right into what's about to keep going. There's no sugarcoating on today's call, guys. We have to be strong. We have to be of faith. We have to do our jobs. We have to thank God every day that we get to work with a company that absolutely is kind of a game changer right now. If you peel back the onion layer and you see what Legal Shield's able to do, this isn't me doing a rah-rah Legal Shield call. That's for other folks at other times. You know why I'm here. The Legal Shield is a phenomenal opportunity to do some work for home. It's a phenomenal product that can help a lot of people, and a lot of people need help right now. So we could see this simply as sitting on a gold mine, but I don't want you sitting on anything. You need to shout it from the rooftops, right? You've got something that can help. The last thing I want to talk about is a story that I was blessed to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to our home office many years ago. And this is my last piece. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Mr. Riches. But the story is about an elephant, and it's about being held back. A gentleman was walking through an elephant camp. He spotted the elephants weren't kept in cages. And there's so many points to this. He spotted the elephants weren't kept in cages, and they were held back by the use of something small, just a little chain. All that was holding them back was a small chain about the size of a piece of rope. Just a little tiny, just to imagine the thinnest little chain, thinnest little, you know, pinky size, right? Tied to one of their legs. He gazed at the elephants, and he was completely confused as to why they didn't just break free and leave the camp. He said that they could have easily done so, but they didn't try at all. He wanted to know, so he asked a trainer nearby why they never tried to escape. The trainer simply said, when they were very young and much, much, much smaller, we used the same size chain to tie them, and at that age, it's easy to hold them. And when they grew up, when they became wiser, when they were personally developed, when they saw the light, right? He said when they grew up, they were conditioned to believe they couldn't break away. They believed that same thing that held them when they were younger, when they didn't know, that keep on holding him forever. The moral is simply no matter how much the world tries to hold you back, always continue to believe that what you want to achieve is possible. Believing you can become successful is the most important step. Believing you can win against this crisis is the most important step. Believing you don't have to take this lying down is the most important step. Believing that you're going to win and save your family, believing is the most important step to actually achieving it. Mr. Richardson.
Wow.
Thank you, Mr.
Adam Thompson. I'm sorry, Mr. Adam Thompson, thank you so much for sharing that and for sharing your thoughts. That was absolutely fantastic. I love hearing your perspective and your wisdom. It just comes through with everything that you share, and I so appreciate that. To close our call up this morning, we're going to go to Cookeville, Tennessee, where we do have standing by Platinum World Council member and $700,000 ringer, Mr. Mark Riches. Mark, thank you for joining the call. I'll let you just close out the call from here, and we appreciate your leadership. As always.
Absolutely. Great job, Adam. Thank you so much for just being calm and cool and collected. I mean, I love that. We're not getting a lot of that right now from the world, and it's good to hear that on our team call. It's good to have so many people on the call. I think this is one of our biggest attended calls. So I'm telling you what, the lockdown's working to help people focus. And again, thank you so much, Adam. Thank you to Mike Scott, too, for keeping us informed and updated on all the pertinent articles. And we are posting all those articles under the B2B document section, catching that up. I know DeShere's working from home still, and she's got those uploaded this morning. In closing, there's not a whole lot I could say to add to what Adams told us this morning. Let me just, I have two thoughts. Number one is focus. You know, the call was a little jumbled and unclear when we started. We do use a free conference call service, so that's nice. It's free, but sometimes I guess we can't complain too bad. But in order to focus on the call, you had to really focus. You know, you had to, in order to hear the call, you had to focus. And that's a lot how life is. That's about how this next month's going to go. If you're going to be successful, you're going to have to focus. And that means not focusing on the noise and distractions, but focusing on the person that's talking and the task at hand. That's how life is. It's avoiding those distractions. You got to be able to put success blinders on. I would advise you to look at your goals. If you haven't set any goals, that's a real cause for distraction. Set some goals. Focus on your action plan. Get with your support team and help them let them help you develop a powerful action plan that keeps you on task and focused. You must navigate through the distractions of life. I put a quote on our Facebook page this morning from Jack Canfield, the author of The Success Principles, and Jack was our guest speaker at a Legal Shield event a few years ago. And it was just incredible to be able to spend time with him personally. But he says this, successful people maintain a positive focus in life no matter what is going on around them. They stay focused on their past successes rather than their past failures and on the next action steps they need to take to get them closer to the fulfillment of their goals rather than focus on all the other distractions that life presents to them. One thing's for sure, there's going to be a lot of distractions, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of people that are very focused, and I hope you're among that group, focusing on your goals. You might have to pivot a little bit. You know, if you can't do group enrollments, you might have to do electronic enrollments. If those aren't going to work right now for this short season that we're in, personal development, filling up your pipeline like Mike spoke about, recruiting, building a team. Last week was one of our biggest recruiting weeks ever in Legal Shield history. So, you know, there is a lot of opportunity out there. The second thing is attitude. It's so important to maintain a positive attitude. It's so sad to me to see so many people lose hope so quickly. And Adam, you did a great job talking about that. But really the question is, are you going to get through this or are you going to grow through this? Are you going to come out a better person when this is all over? Because it will be all over. It will end. You know, and on the other side of that, has your business grown? Have you grown? Have you taken advantage of the opportunity instead of succumbed to it? Two men looked through the self-same bars. One saw mud, the other stars. How are you viewing, you know, the problems and concerns that we have? Like being locked down at home, to me that's a wonderful thing. I love being home. I love spending time with my family. We have pulled out the Monopoly board, and I love, we've had some of the best family time this last week than ever. I love gardening, and I love spending time in my garden. I love residual income, and thank goodness, you know, thousands of dollars are being put in my bank account despite the economy and other problems. Every person on this call has that opportunity. Go create that for yourself. Go create that financial security and that barrier to protect you and your family from recessions. It's only the view from where you sit that makes you feel defeat. Life is full of many aisles, so why don't you change your seat? God bless each one of you. Thanks for plugging in on the call this morning. Be safe and be productive. Have a great week.